With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Power is now restored to nearly all Northwestern Energy customers along the High Line. Some residents went without electricity for over a week after a major snowstorm October 2nd and 3rd, Edward O'Brien reports.
The early fall snowstorm wreaked havoc along a roughly 80-mile swath of northern Montana's High Line. From Havre to Malta, wet, heavy snow, ice, and powerful winds snapped 400 power poles like twigs, dropping miles of power lines in the process.
It was pretty remarkable. Every north and south line was damaged extensively by the storm. It's something like we haven't seen in Montana in quite a while.
Northwestern Energy spokesman Butch Larkham says an all-hands-on-deck effort made up of over 100 company and contract crews immediately went to work to restore power.
They started like at 6:30 in the morning and worked until 11 at night and just did as much as they could, and we were able to kind of rebuild our electric system up there.
Northwestern says crews trudged through snow and mud to repair or replace at least 2,000 power poles. Such a restoration project isn't cheap, and lots of work still needs to be finished. Costs could eventually exceed $2 million. Larkham says there won't be any immediate move to recoup those expenses.
But, you know, eventually we do factor our cost of doing business into what we ask the Public Service Commission to approve in terms of rates. The same statement could be made for the power outage in Missoula a couple summers ago or other outages we've had around Montana. In the long term, the customers probably will see some impact from it. In the short term, probably not.
Northwestern notes that some lines providing non-essential service, including those for irrigation pumps, may not be restored until spring. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.